Bill, something humorous to finish the show.
Yep. Right,
in the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, Jim. What did the drummer name his twin daughters?
What?
And a one and a two.
Oh, my God. No, you can't do that on a Monday. Like, people are tuning in.
Jim, Anna, one, Anna, two.
No, Bill. No.
Anyway, me and a mate, we went overseas, Jim.
No, Bill! No, 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 and... Now, Bill.
Yes.
The jokes are bad and they've actually been getting worse.
And we have a sponsor.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Crew Tracker, good for you.
Crew Tracker.
Crew. Head to crewtracker.com and try it for free.
A powerful crew management tool and mobile app for trades, Bill.
Mm.
Take care of scheduling, expenses, project info, annual leave, RDOs, overtime, and much more. So, crewtracker.com and try it for free today.
Does everything virtually. That's it. That's good. All you need. You all just right. Head to crewtracker.com and try it for free today.
That's what Aussie I just made said. And owned as well.
All right. So, Bill, yeah, I reckon give them some value for money.
Brett and Matt. Put it together.
Yeah.
Good effort by Brady.
Mm.
Oh, Brady. And Matto.
Some value for money. Let's hand Crew Tracker.
I'm sorry, Brett and Matt, but he's a joke.
Oh, my God.
Jim.
Yes.
What's green, fuzzy, and will kill you if it falls out of a tree?
What?
A pool table.
Oh. Oh, no. Bill. These people have come on board. Brett and Matt. They just want something.
Is that one of those real weird jokes where you just go, where's that come from?
That was a real bad joke that you think you've got to be able to do better than that.
Are we on?
We are.
What did you Google to get that?
No. Anyway, so me and me mate, right, we went and he went upstairs.
Now, yes. The jokes are now sponsored by Crew Tracker, ooh, and we love having them as part of our show, of course, but yep. They jumped on social media yesterday, and this is after a really poor first-up joke. After they were good enough to part with some of their hard-earned. Come on, Bill. Got to do better than that, bud. We love you, big fella, but from a fellow Cats fan, you need to dig a little deeper.
Oh.
So that's fair enough.
Is it Brett or Matt, the Cats
fan? That's fair enough, Bill, because you shouldn't be serving that crap up.
Well, they're happy.
No, they're not. So today, you can rectify things.
Head to...
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Crew Tracker, good for you, good for your crew. Head to crewtracker.com and try it for free.
Okay, Matty or Bretty Boy, whoever barracks for the Cats, it's just a nice little quick one to...
Yes.
My mate spent 5 years in jail, Jim, for something he didn't do.
Right.
He didn't run.
Oh, my God.
That's not bad.
No. Come on.
Don't you like that?
No.
See, that's quite good.
No, it isn't.
All right. I brought my daughter a fridge for her birthday, Jim.
Yep.
I can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it.
Can't even deliver it. Like, it's a repeated joke and he can't even get
it
right.
It's not repeated. I made that up.
You said it out in the office like 40 minutes
ago. And I got a laugh from you and Ethan and Onion.
No, you didn't.
Can't wait to see her face because it lights up. Anyway. Crewtracker, of course, .com.au. And Matt and Brady, they're very happy with their sponsorship.
Well, they weren't on Monday.
A lot happier Tuesday and yesterday. And, of course, they'll be happy with this joke because I found it's a bit of a longish one, Jim.
Right, well, let's make it funny.
Okay, here we go. A buddy and his wife, Edna, Jim, went to the state fair every year. They loved it every single year.
Yes.
And every year Edna would say, "Buddy, I'd like to ride in the helicopter." Buddy always replied, "I know, honey, but that helicopter ride is $50, and $50 is $50. One year, Buddy and Edna went to the fair again, and Edna said, "Buddy, I'm 85 years of age, and I don't ride that helicopter soon. I might never get another chance." To which Buddy, of course, said, "Jim, Edna, that helicopter ride is $50, and $50 is $50.
Mm.
The pilot overheard this, the old couple talking. He said, "Folks, I'll make a deal with you. I'll take you both for a ride in the chopper. If you can stay quiet for the entire ride and not say a word, I won't charge you a penny. But if you say one word, it's $50.
Right.
Buddy and Edna agreed. And so up they went in the chopper, Jim.
Yes.
The pilot did all kinds of fancy manoeuvres, but not a word was heard in the back. He did his daredevil tricks over and over again, but still not a word, Jim.
Hmm.
When they landed, the pilot turned to Edna and said, "By golly, I did everything I could to get you to yell out, to make a sound, but you didn't. I'm very impressed. Edna replied, Jim, well, to tell you the truth, I almost said something when Buddy fell out, but you know, $50 is $50.
Oh my God. What is
that's
that?
That's not bad. It's a longish, nice little gag.
The crew tracker, they come on board with their good, hard-earned money and want better than that, don't they?
So next up on the chopper, me and Gav got on.
No!
And we flew overseas, Jim. We flew overseas.
What we do with the joke on a Friday is loosen it up a touch, not too much.
Not too much.
Just
not
a touch.
Not too blue.
So you get a bit of extra assistance out of your Friday joke. Fat?
Can I tell a Thailand one?
No.
No.
No, you cannot. Well, that is too loose.
Me and Gav.
No, we're not telling that.
All right, Jim, what about this one?
Hang on.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Crew Tracker. Good for you. Good for your crew. Oh. Head to crewtracker.com and try it for free.
Have we run it by Crew Tracker, this slightly blue number on a Friday?
They're tradies. They're good boys.
All right, Brett and Matt will love this one.
Okay.
And if they don't, it's got nothing to do with Crew Tracker. It's our own personal, or mine. Yes. And Jim, too.
No, you.
If I get nothing sacked, you're coming with me. Old Titanic.
No way.
I'm taking you. No, I'm taking Fat Rabs. Yeah. Jill.
You're the reason the Titanic's gone down.
Onion. Everyone.
Come on.
I still remember last year it was Christmas time, Jim, and I asked Mum and Dad for a watch. So they let me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is just sad. It's just sad the jokes have got to there. No,
they let me watch.
Yeah, no, thank you, Bill. Yeah, no, that's it. Real inappropriate and sort of unfunny.
And why would you want to?
Yeah.
Well, just intrigue.
Reckon.
Curiosity.
Yeah, right, good one.
You know what curiosity killed?
Yep, the cat. Nice, bringing the tone down.